What does a missional marriage and family look like? We'll be examining that today. Welcome back, Joe and Cindy Farini.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I'm sure Joe likes a good hot cake, by the way.
Oh, yes. Favorite.
Yeah, big time. So you're not here to talk about breakfast, though. You want to talk about missional marriage? First of all, what does it mean to be missional?
Well, just to be focused on what God calls us to as a body of Christ, you know, the great commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love others, and to be focused on the Great Commission as a kind of a blueprint for how we are to be purposeful and intentional about reaching out to others and making disciples for Christ.
Yeah, and that sounds inherently individual, right? But you're saying this is a larger focus for marriage and family?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, this is, in fact, that's where the excitement comes in, is when you take it beyond yourself and you begin to think of the importance of building a movement and expanding the territory of God. And he graciously extends to us this opportunity to co-labor with him to accomplish his purposes. And his purposes is to reach the entire world. And we get to be a part of that. And that's very cool.
So what does that look like in a marriage? How do you do that?
Sure. Cindy, why don't you?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, first we have to start with ourselves, right? We have to say, as believers in Christ, what has God called us to do? Joe just explained that. But then in a more, bring it down to ourselves, how has he gifted us to be able to accomplish those purposes? And each of us, you know, we receive a gift when we come to the Lord, and we get to use those gifts to, you know, help other people. My gift happens to be encouragement. So I often, whatever I do, the basis behind it is encouragement. Even if I'm not really thinking about it, that's really where it comes from. But before Joe and I got married, I remember we were at a conference actually in Chicago, and we were dating very seriously. We weren't engaged yet. And, you know, he asked me, he goes, how do you feel about missions, going overseas or whatever, doing missions? And I said, you know, I'm really, that doesn't excite me. In my spirit, that doesn't excite me in terms of leaving here, going somewhere else, learning another language. But I said, but if that's what God wants me to do, he will give me the desire to do it, and I would be excited to do it. So he was kind of, checking out, like, really, what does she think about this? Because he did have a heart more for missions, and he was actually, at one point set to go overseas before he finished dental school. So what we did as we proceeded in our relationship, we prayed to the Lord, could you use us better together than separately? And that was our premise for our marriage. If we can be used better of you together, we would like to be married. We loved each other. We could see a good fit personally, personality wise. And so that's for another story how he led us together. But he definitely gave us the go ahead. But I do remember at that conference, it might have been Luis Palau. I can't remember if that's who was speaking, but I think it was. And the question was, are you willing to go anywhere God asks you to go? And I stood up. He said, stand up if you're willing to do that. And I stood up because I was willing, even though the thought of missions wasn't what I felt like my heart was excited about. But that was okay because I was willing. And then, as you in your own individual life have that set of purposes for the Lord, and you go into married life, then I think that that whole mission becomes really your marriage. I've often said to women, like, make your marriage your ministry, and out of your marriage will flow other ministry. And so we would just pray about where God would have us to go, what to do. We've always done a lot of ministry together, but we've also had our own individual ministries. The main thing I think in marriage is that you're on the same page and you're looking forward in the same direction to what God would have you to do.
You know, and the other thing here, and Cindy really did a great job there in terms of sharing how we came to be one. And that is, we just want to make sure that the person that you're marrying is on the same page with you when it comes to a desire to develop a great commandment lifestyle and a great commission commitment. And some of the ways you can do that, you can go to a conference. That's one thing for sure. But one thing that you can do is attend the same local church you know, to end together or pursue a local church that you both can agree on and be willing to submit to the leadership of that church. And that process will enable you to begin to really discern where each of you are at in terms of your relationship with the Lord. And
And I think just being, you know, when you are one in marriage, it doesn't mean you have to do every single thing together. But when you are on mission together in what God would have you to do, there is just such a blessing in that. And I don't think you really would recognize it unless you really are in that missional-minded focus together in marriage. And I don't think it just stays in marriage. I think it also goes over and should go over to your children and grandchildren.
Now, what do you do when perhaps in a marriage early on, there's some disagreement about where the Lord's guiding you in terms of mission?
Well, that's something you hope would have been flushed out during your pre-married times.
Right.
And, pre-marriage counseling should have been able to alert you to some of these issues. But I think it's something that if that does happen, I think one of the foundational disciplines that you as a married couple need to do is to pray together. And prayer lays the foundation for doing ministry together and just doing life together. And again, as Cindy said, that doesn't translate to having to do the same ministry. But at least you should be able to support one another in your ministry endeavors. And this in turn will help you to plan for the future together. And so I would say at the minimum, if you're at a crossroads like that, the best thing to do is roll up your sleeves and hit your knees, because that is going to be critical to your future as a married couple.
Yeah, I can see that it would be a real division if you aren't on the same page with the bottom line of your marriage, and that is serving the Lord Jesus. And Joe and I are, I would say, our main ministry, everything flows out of this, and that is discipleship. Our desire is to I want someone to be foundational in their walk with Jesus as I work with them, as I mentor them, as I disciple them. Even if I'm having coffee with somebody, I want my foundation to be helping them in their foundation.
Right.
And they will be helping me in mine as well. It's not like I have all the answers, because I get a lot of help from my friends and from... That would be a good song. I get a lot of help from my friends, but also family members, you know, my daughters, my husband. They help keep me grounded in the foundational things of the Lord.
Absolutely.
To what extent is your family living on mission and being missional? We're chatting about that today with Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. We chatted a bit earlier about, you know, how to do that individually and in your marriage. But it can become more of a challenge as kids come into the picture, especially a kid like Kathleen, right? She's a handful. So,
well, actually, you know, each of my girls have very different personalities, and
yes, they do.
Christina always says I wish I could be as funny as Kathleen, and Kathleen says, I wish I could be as sweet as Christina. and the funny thing is, each of those qualities are exactly who they are, but they each have what the other has. Sometimes Christina is hilarious, and Kathleen is very sweet also.
Yeah,
but those two things are much more high on the list of who they are.
Yeah.
And it makes for a fun time, you know? And but I will say, so in this topic about children, two things. Joe was on a retreat this weekend, and there were quite a few young men on this retreat from our church, which is a rather small church, but growing and vibrant. That's what I like about it. Doesn't matter what size it is. If you're serving Jesus and it's a vibrant church, stay there. It's great, you know. But one of the young men, well, there were many young men there, but of the young men that were there, Joe just kept saying, like, they love life. They're just there. They love the Lord. And so I did pick the brains of a couple, Bill and Kelly, and I'll share with you what they said. But before I share that, in the same day, yesterday, in Joey's special needs group at church, we had a guest family that had a son with special needs. And so they stayed in the back where the kids were with special needs and the young adults. And when I came back to get Joey, this new mom, she says, whoa, she says, we're playing like Bible trivia or something and for kids. And she says, I want Joey on my team if we go into having a contest. Well, Brian, you know Joey. And Joey is not, he doesn't speak very much. He is... intelligence is very childlike, and but he gets, you know, Joe's often read him things from the Bible all the time, and then of course at church, and he really does know quite a bit. And so we just laughed about that, and it was really a tender but also heartwarming moment that we have, you know, taught him, and over and over and over, he's 43, he's learning things, you know, so it's really fun to see. So I want to say, so Bill and Kelly shared this with me, and honestly, these things didn't really come to my mind at first, but I would agree with them 100%, and that is, if you have a missional mind for your children, you're going to make sure certain things stay the same all the time. For them, it was making sure that Sunday was family day, and so they tried very hard not to have any sports creeping into that Sunday day. Also, family dinners, and just allowing them to be encouraged to talk about whatever they wanted to without any judgment, or, you know, they could come about stuff at school, they could come about stuff about the Bible, any of that. And so I really loved that piece to it. I really hadn't thought about that, but I would say that was pretty much our goal as well. They're just launching their kids, so they're more close to that. And I guess with our kids being as old as they are, I sort of forgot about that. But it is important, those family times that draw us together. For us, I really wanted, and I think Joe really wanted, we wanted to bring them and let them and encourage them being a part of ministry that we did. And so back way back in the day with family life, before everything was really computerized and you could put emails out like really fast, I mean, we would be licking envelopes and stamps, like I'm talking 500, 1,000. The kids would help us. We would hopefully, I don't know what, we'll ask Kathleen what her memory of that was. but I remember it just being fun around our big dining room table, just, you know, kind of laughing and getting things done, throwing papers around, things like that. But also talking about the mission of what we were doing, the importance of bringing these families to a conference that are going to hopefully strengthen these people's marriage. Then as they got older, we would bring them just to see what we were doing the day of setting up. Then when they were pre-married, but also pre-engaged, we asked the kids, if this is the person you think you want to marry, we would like you to come to this conference once before you're engaged, when you're engaged, and then when you're married. And that was really fun. It was also humbling, because when you're in front of your children and maybe 500 to 2,000 other people and you're talking about sexual intimacy, it's like, oh, gee, you know, this is a whole different ballgame. And they're in the front row. Yeah.
We'll have to ask Nathan about that next time he's on the show.
Yeah, you can. You can. Oh, yeah. So, you know, those are the kinds of things where, for us, this is how it looked for us, that we wanted them not to just see the temporal, but the eternal. And the temporal is, it's going to go away. The things you buy, some of the activities that you do, and also things like that. Kathleen just texted me. Thanks, Kathleen. She's got a thumbs up. We'll ask her later. So she's hearing everything we say about her.
Oh, good.
But we wanted the kids to have an eternal, not just a temporal perspective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love when I see my girls, and we go out maybe for a dinner or something, and we have really good spiritual conversations, not just catching up about the kids or how things are going in our lives, but really wonderful spiritual conversations, and how they're doing that with their children, how they're doing that with discipling others, how they're doing that in their church, serving in their church and loving Jesus and showing their children how to do this as well.
And as Cindy said, basically, you know, let them be exposed to ministry efforts that you are doing with your spouse. And I just remember this one time we had the Billy Graham Crusade. This goes back to 94. And we were on the bottom there with Billy Graham and James Dobson and everything. And so they got to be exposed to these people, and they began to recognize that Christians really, they're pretty nice people. They, you know, there may be some weird ones, but there's some overall. Christians are pretty, pretty nice people. And I remember when we went to crew staff training, many times we would see Josh McDowell there, and Josh would kind of like gravitate like a magnet to Joey, and he was always so kind to him. But the girls saw him being kind to Joey, and they just kind of reflect on that later on in their life that, you know, Josh was a pretty cool guy, being willing to hang out with us like he did.
Now, what about grandchildren, you two? I don't want to miss out on the chance to talk about grandchildren and how you can live missionally for them.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. You first.
Yeah, again, I would say you want to be able to begin to expose them to the Bible as soon as possible. Teach them to pray and teach them just the importance of doing both praying and reading the Bible. Eventually, what happens is you don't have to force them to do any of these things. They just want to do them. In fact, since we're talking about Kathleen here, I'll just say, you know, about a week ago, we were over at their house, and Everett, one of their sons, you know, had the opportunity to go over to his other grandparents' house and stay overnight with them. And I saw he was back, you know, filling his backpack up, and I saw his Bible, you know, over on the table, and I said, "Well, don't forget your Bible." He says, "Oh, I would never forget my Bible. Oh, that's the Word of God."
So cute.
And he's 5 years old.
He just turned five the other day.
He's such a
so
cute
you
little kid.
You instill in them from from the moment they're born, you're instilling in them what you want them to learn. You know, our overall mission is to glorify God. How are we doing that? And we want to come alongside the parents, of course. We want to, add to and embellish, if you will, the things that they're teaching their children. And again, and I will leave this story for Kathleen to tell, but he said to Kathleen the other day, somewhat recently, he said, "I heard from God the other day," and he gave her two very concrete things that he believed that the Lord spoke to his heart. And it's heartwarming to hear it because what he shared was really powerful. And the flip side of that, he's young, and yet we have a 15 and 12-year-old from Christina and Cosman, and we just finished doing the book of Daniel with them, and Joe gave a quiz at the end. These two boys were so fast in their answers. There's me trying to like go, "Well, I think I have the answer," you know? And what we're instilling and helping them to learn is just precious. And well, I will say,
they're allowing us to disciple them.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing. We're discipling our grandsons, our 15 and 12-year-old. And they are just tracking with us. And I think before Cindy ends this here, I'll just say this. When considering each of these different phases of life, the big thing is that you need to choose to make doing these things a priority in your life.
Yes, absolutely. It has to be a priority. And, you know, as you do the things that God wants you to do, and we're all called to do different things, and yet the goal is still the same, and that is to glorify God and to make Him known. And, you know, our Christina had two foster girls for a couple of years. And that's one of the things they were doing, instilling in them, teaching them things of God's Word. And for those who know some of the story, I mean, the court system did a great job in allowing these girls to be in a Christian family. They're now adopted. And for us to be able to still have contact with them and be in touch with them, it's almost unheard of, but the goal was to never let them feel abandoned again. And as the new family teaches them the Word of God, that's what we pray, that we all feel held by God, that we're serving God, and that is our life story. And if it's not a priority, it will never become a reality.
Right.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Again, Joe and Cindy Farini have been our guests. They are with My Marriage Matters. You can get more on this particular topic, I'd imagine, from social media. Is that right?
Yes. My Marriage Matters, that would be on Facebook. And we'll have this audio up either tonight or tomorrow morning. And then thanks to Ron and Kevin. And then if you want to go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, that's our website. And there's a bunch of stuff there, but look under the marriage tab and you'll find this audio there as well as a lot of other helps.
Well, thank you both for your time and your expertise. Give your family a hug for us and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Well,
thank you. And your family too.
Take care.